You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Ashkenazi Jews. The Ashkenazim are Jews and their descendants who lived in communities along the Rhine River in western Germany and northern France. The term Ashkenazi is a medieval term that specifically refers to these Jewish communities. These communities later spread into Lithuania and Poland and then into the wider world. Ashkenazim are identified primarily with German Jewish customs. Many Ashkenazim migrated, mostly eastward, forming communities in areas including Hungary, Lithuania, Poland, Russia, and Eastern Europe between the 10th and 19th centuries. Their lingua franca was Yiddish, a German Jewish language that developed in medieval times. Some also spoke a Judeo-French or Judeo-Czech language. The Ashkenazim developed a distinctive culture and liturgy that was influenced by varying degrees by their interactions with people of Central and Eastern Europe. In the 11th century, Ashkenazim comprised only 3% of the world's Jewish population, but by 1931 they accounted for 92% and today make up about 80% of the worldwide Jewish population. The majority of Jews who migrated from Europe to other continents in the past two centuries have been Ashkenazim. This is especially true in America, where most of the 5 million Jews are Ashkenazim. After the Roman Empire destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash and Jerusalem in 70 CE and completed the takeover of Israel after the Bar Kokhba rebellion in 132-135 CE, Jews continued to be a majority of the population in the area known as Palestine for several hundred years. The Romans no longer recognized the authority of the Sanhedrin or any other Jewish ruling body, and the Jews themselves were prohibited from living in Jerusalem. The Jews were denied full Roman citizenship until 212, when they were granted citizenship by Emperor Caracalla. The Jews were still required to pay a poll tax until Emperor Julian canceled this tax in 363. Jews were free to form cultural and religious networks and enter into various occupations. After Christianity became the official religion of Rome and Constantinople in 380, Jews became increasingly marginalized and persecuted. Throughout this period and into the Middle Ages, some Jews assimilated into the Greek and Latin cultures, mostly through conversion to Christianity. When the Jews arrived in northern France and the Rhineland in the early 4th century, they brought with them both Rabbinic Judaism and the Babylonian Talmud, along with the culture and religious practices of their families and communities. Yiddish is a Judeo-German language that developed from Middle High German, with influences from Hebrew and Aramaic. European Jews came to be called Ashkenazim, from Ashkenaz, the medieval Hebrew name for Germany, because the main centers of Jewish learning were located in Germany. In the late Roman Empire, Jews were known to have lived in Cologne and Trier, as well as the area we now know as France. King Dagobert I of the Franks expelled the Ashkenazim from his Merovingian kingdom in 629. The Ashkenazim in the former Roman territories came face to face with new challenges as harsher anti-Jewish church rulings were enforced. After 800, with Charlemagne's unification of former Frankish lands with northern Italy and Rome, there was a brief period of stability that created opportunities for Ashkenazi merchants to settle once again north of the Alps. Charlemagne granted the Ashkenazim freedoms similar to those enjoyed under the Roman Empire, and they took on occupations primarily in finance and commerce. By the early 10th century, Ashkenazim were well established in northern Europe and followed the Norman conquest into England in 1066. From this time forward, there is a well-documented record of Jewish life in northern Europe. By the 11th century, when Rashi wrote his commentaries, Ashkenazim had emerged as interpreters and commentators on the Torah and the Talmud. With the onset of the Crusades, as well as the expulsion from England in 1290, France in 1394, and parts of Germany in the 1400s, Jewish migration moved eastward into Russia, Lithuania, and Poland. Jewish economic activity was focused mainly on trade, financial services, and business management. By the 16th century, the Ashkenazi communities in Poland were the largest Jewish communities in the diaspora. This area of Europe would remain the center of the Ashkenazim until the Shoah. The Ashkenazim in Eastern Europe lived almost exclusively in shtetls, which were small towns with large Jewish populations. Ashkenazim developed Hasidic movements, as well as major Jewish academic centers across Russia, Lithuania, and Poland. Massive westward migrations occurred during the 19th and 20th centuries due to pogroms and economic opportunities in other parts of the world. Ashkenazim have made up the majority of the American Jewish community since 1750. Of the estimated 8.8 million Jews living in Europe at the beginning of World War II, the majority were Ashkenazim. Many of those who survived the Shoah emigrated to Israel, America, Australia, Argentina, and Canada after the war. Today, Ashkenazim constitute the largest group of Jews in the diaspora and within Israel. They have played a prominent role in the politics, economics, and media of Israel since its inception. Ashkenazim are obliged to follow the authority of the chief Ashkenazi rabbi in halakhic matters. Ashkenazim have a noted history of achievement in Western societies. Ashkenazim have won a large number of Nobel Awards. During the 20th century, Ashkenazim made up about 3% of the American society, but won 27% of the Nobel Prizes awarded to Americans in science and 25% of those awarded in computer science. In societies where they have been free to enter any occupation, the Ashkenazim have a record of high achievement in their chosen professions. Thank you for listening to Ashkenazi Jews. Shalom.